Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. We get to check in with West Central High School principal and football coach Jason Kirby. I caught something he posted earlier this week, and I want to quote it. "Today was an awesome day to be a high school principal, to see the excitement in our kids' eyes and faces when they spoke about getting to have extracurricular activities the rest of the year, to hear the students speaking about playing games, to hear the sounds of teams practicing in the gym and weight room was amazing. Much of the experience of being in high school is the memories made through extracurricular activities. Thank you, IHSA and IDPH, for putting a smile back on our kids' faces. Welcome back. It's go time." Coach Kirby, you said that perfectly. What about that?
Oh, it makes me smile just saying it. It really does. Or rather hearing you say it, it was so refreshing to be able to look at our kids' faces, mask and all, but see our kids' faces knowing that they're going to get to do what they've been waiting for, gosh, 10 months to be able to do again. And to see the anticipation and to hear the joy in their voices, it made the walk through the hall from class to class a little bit more exciting, just because you got to see kids and, you know, the girls basketball players walking by and knowing that they were getting ready to play, and of course the boys basketball players as well, and everybody just being excited about the fact that we're pretty darn close to hearing whistles and the screech of feet across the basketball court or a volleyball court, and not too far off from getting to play football. So, yeah, all of that stuff is really exciting. I'm just so happy for our kids that they get to experience what it is that they look so forward to in being a high school student.
Yeah, and I look at the last, like, 10 days, and I still can't believe that we're going to play high-risk sports in Illinois, because it looked bleak. And then all of a sudden, a week ago Friday, that announcement is made. If you reach phase four, you can play high-risk sports. I'm like, wait, what? So how surprised or how shocked or what were your emotions? Because, I mean, I thought, going into the end of January, I thought that was going to be the announcement that, hey, there's not going to be basketball, football, or wrestling here this school year. But what a strange turn of events, a good turn of events.
I was dumbfounded. I mean, I think that it's one of those moments where I'm going to remember where I was sitting, to be honest. I was in a meeting, a Zoom meeting, and I got a text across my phone, and it was a mother of one of my football players, and she said, "Is this real? Are we really going to get to do this?" And, you know, I have to be honest, I had been so negative and so down about all of this happening. I was like, man, when's this woman going to give it up? It's not going to happen. And Tucker, our assistant principal and athletic director, his screen goes blank on the Zoom that I was in. I'm like, what's he doing? He busts through my door and is like, we're going. And from then on out, it was like, hey, we got to get off this Zoom meeting and get to work. We're going to do this. And from there forward, it just rolled. And, you know, the other morning I was driving by your office on my way to school about 6 o'clock in the morning. I saw your car there, and I just kind of smiled because I was like, yeah, both of us are getting ready to get real busy.
Yeah, I'll take that. And, you know, you being involved in the hallways every day and seeing an education, you know, I told a lot of people that I thought, you know, kids probably could get maybe through the first half of the year. It's going to be tough with not having anything. Now, there were some, golf was able to play, and cross country, they were able to have those seasons. But, you know, the traditional homecoming week with football and, you know, volleyball, which always takes place in the fall, that stuff got all scrapped. And then, you know, the traditional start of the basketball season and wrestling season stopped. So kids are so accustomed to, you know, playing around the holidays, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas are such big traditions. Didn't get that this year. And I really thought, you know, out of the new year, if there is nothing for these kids in the second half of the school year to look forward to, it is really going to be tough. So how important was it in that aspect? Because even coming out of Christmas break, we know it's tough, even if you have activities. But, you know, if there's nothing going on, And it's just, hey, kids got to get to the finish line with the school year, knowing that they can't have the added bonus of the extracurricular activities. You know, I worried about that, and that's why I'm so relieved that kids, you know, get this last half of the school year to get some stuff accomplished.
Well, I agree with you completely. Mr. Tucker and I and Mrs. Markey had met and visited with us on the fact that what were we going to do for our kids that was going to make the high school experience what we believe it's supposed to be and still fit within the parameters that the state had given us that we had to follow. And to think about those things, and I mean, we were just like, okay, let's play intramural sports. Well, we can't. I mean, heck, you can't do anything in PE up to a couple weeks ago, and, you know, very little. So we were just at our wits' end about how to try and make it the experience that we hope that it's always going to be. And with that being said, you know, Mr. Tucker and I each had individual meetings with as many kids as we could to try and talk to them about, hey, you know, we're sorry. What can we do? Do you have any ideas? I met with senior leadership at student council. Hey, what are some things? We had dress-up days like you'd have for homecoming and things of that nature, but man, it's not the same thing. It's not. You can't experience those things. And, you know, now, I mean, Mrs. Markey called down to my office the other day. She's like, hey, are you planning a homecoming? I kind of chuckled, and I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, that didn't even come across my mind yet. I'm still trying to grasp the fact we're going to play. You know, those are all things that we want to make sure that we give the kids the opportunity to do if we can get them done. And we might not be able to have a homecoming dance, but we can have a homecoming game. We can do all the activities that students do through the course of that week and make it as close to as an experience as we can. Mr. Tucker said something great yesterday, and he and I were talking on the phone, and he said, you know, we're going to put a year's worth of activities in 4 months. We're going to be pretty busy. And I just looked at him, or I just said to him over the phone, like, isn't it great? You know, I don't care. I don't care that I'm going to be busy. I don't care that we're going to be absolutely swamped. You know, given that graduation speech on May 17th, I'm going to have a smile on my face because I know those kids are going to get to experience so many things that, you know, you and I know is important to the high school experience.
Yeah, amen. You know, and that's why that's the great thing about getting back to, I guess you would call it a routine, you know, not having the routine. It's been so strange, you know, just the way of life, how it's changed. And, you know, and I'm speaking as it relates to small school living and small town living and rural living, where, you know, school and community is definitely synonymous. You know, and to get that back, that not only makes the, you know, the kids and the people within the school building happy, but it may, you know, the community's invested in that type of stuff too, and the community needs that. And I know I know you can't, you know, the with the crowd limitations, the capacity limitations to begin. I get that, you know, and that's a frustrating point. But at least you can talk about it now in town or, you know, whatever, and that, because that's the investment in the community with the school, and I think it's important to get that back, too.
No doubt. And, you know, I think that a new deal is going to take place. I think people are going to be watching high school sports on TV. You know, it's going to be through their computer. But, you know, so many things are going to get live streamed, and you know, we'll have you, I hope, talking about games on the radio and, of course, the newspaper. But all those things are going to make it real again, and it's going to put life back in the communities, just like you said. You know, so many small towns are completely built on what takes place in the school district right there at their next door, and it's been awfully quiet. And to hear those things taking place again, yeah, you're exactly right. It's going to breathe life back into those communities.
And I still think that when we get to the outdoor seasons with football and then baseball and softball, this is just me speaking, I think that the restrictions will be loosened more in terms of fans being able to attend games. Now, am I saying it's going to be like, you know, the normal years past? No, I'm not saying that. But I think that the restrictions will be lessened for the outdoor stuff. It's just my opinion moving forward with that. I'm hoping for that. And speaking of football, so, you know, you play the eight-man game. This will be your first year doing that. It's scheduled by the Illinois Eight-Man Football Association. So have they finalized then the six-week schedule for you, which basically coincides right with the regular IHSA football schedule?
Yeah, it'll coincide exactly. What has taken place is we had a six-game schedule already set up, and the Illinois Eight-Man Association was then going to have state playoffs, which was different than the IHSA. We were actually going to try and crown a state champion, so we had a couple extra weeks on the back end of that prepared to run that playoff system. Well, when the state backed it down to everybody going to play six games, that was kind of easy then for us to just institute the eight-man six-game schedule is what we were going to go with. We just had to maneuver. I think week three is actually the beginning of when we can have games, so we'll just go week three, four, five, six, and then move weeks one and two to five and six. So on March 19th, we'll be at 7 p.m. be at Peoria Heights for our first eight-man football game.
All right. Can't wait for that. And, of course, got a lot of high school basketball starting this week.
Next Saturday.
Unbelievable. So I think some teams in the area even are going to play Friday night, I think, next week, too. And I saw down in Tuscola, they already played a game this past Friday. So we're hopefully getting back to normal. As Coach Kirby said at the end of his personal message on his Facebook page, welcome back. It's go time. All right, Coach, enjoy the rest of the school year. I'm sure we'll run into you down the road, and you still have a lot of stories to tell, and as you mentioned, some good stories to tell when you put that graduation speech together for the class of 2021, because they're going to get to do stuff here in the last half of the school year. Good to visit with you.
You too, and hey, you know, we have a couple Saturday football games. Wouldn't hate to see WRMJ down there if you were able. So
yeah, I know that's a bucket list
district
item.
District just to yourself.
Yeah, I know. That's a bucket list item for my best friend and your best friend, Heath Smith, and myself and you. I hope to get an opportunity to do that here in 2021. So, and I'm glad we can talk about it. That's the other great thing, that the kids are actually going to play. So, Coach, we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for the help.
No problem, Jim.
You're listening to WRMJ.